Like woebegone summer 1956, the prayer of St. Joseph the woodcarver. O my Lord God, almighty and everlasting, grant me a prayerful heart, even in the tumult of prosperity and all ordinary distress, give me words to address to thee, O great attender to misfortune. And when my spirit is defeated and my faith is an ash pit, yet grant me a silent prayer, O merciful, O giver of life, and creator of this day, this piece of wood. Chapter 1, Summer Night. Saturday night, June 1956, now the sun going down at 7:50 p.m. and the sprinklers swishing in the front yard of our big greenhouse on Green Street, big drops whapping the begonias and lilacs in front of the screened porch where Daddy and I lie reading. A beautiful lawn, new mown, extends to our borders with the Stenstroms and Andersons. The dog under the porch scooches down, pressing his groin into the cool dirt. A ball of orange behind the Stenstrom's house, flaming orange, shining in the windows as if the Mr. and Mrs. had spontaneously combusted because of a faulty fuse, a frayed electrical cord, or a box of oily rags in the basement. The shadow of their elm reaches to our porch. A wavery branch flickers across my right arm in gray shade. I wish my cousin Kate would come by. She said she would, but it doesn't look like she will. I wrote her a poem. Kate, Kate, she's so great. I would wait 8 hours straight to attend a fete for Kate. Daddy lies on the white wicker daybed in his blue suit pants and sleeveless undershirt and black stockinged feet, exhausted from a long week at the bank. He's the head cashier. Daddy doesn't like dealing with people. They wear him out. Their ridiculous demands, their utter ignorance of sound fiscal practices. He pretends to be reading C.H. McIntosh's commentary on the Ephesians, but really he's listening to the Minneapolis Millers on the radio. Mother is upstairs, lying down with a headache, and the big sister is on the telephone complaining about boys and how dumb they are. And the big brother is at the university studying math, the big brain of the family. I am taking it easy. Reclining on the porch swing, nestled in four pillows, a bottle of Nesbitt Orange Pop within easy reach. I'm 14. In 1958, I will obtain my driver's license, and in 1960 graduate from Lake Wobegon High School. In 1963, I can vote. In 1982, I'll be 40. In 1992, 50. One day, a day that only God knows, I will perish from the earth and no longer be present for roll call. My mail will be returned, my library card canceled. And some other family will occupy this house, this very porch, and not be aware that I ever existed, and if you told them, they wouldn't particularly care. Oh, well, what can you do? I hope they appreciate the work I did on the lawn. Here's a little-known fact. Saturday contains the word turd. How many of you knew that? Librarian has a bra in it. Words are so interesting. Breastworks, for example. Peccary. Pistachio, cockatoo, titular, interred, poop deck. I lie on the white wicker swing, Fox's Book of Martyrs before me, reading about the pesky papists piling huge jagged rocks on the faithful French Huguenots and crushing them, while listening to the Minneapolis Millers on the radio lose to Toledo thanks to atrocious umpiring that killed a rally in the third inning. Eruptions of laughter from the Jackie Gleason show at the Andersons to the east of us. The great one glaring at Audrey Meadows. One of these days, Alice. Pow! Right in the kisser. At the Stenstroms, Perry Como sings about the tables down at Maury's, at the place where Louis dwells. We are sanctified brethren and do not own a television because it does not glorify Christ. I know about these shows only from timely visits to the home of my so-called best friend Leonard Larson.